Unit 48. The news is pretty scary. Every time I watch the news on TV, I'm afraid to step outside my door. The news anchor man constantly reports stories of slaughters in the streets, accidents, fires, suicides, and crimes, followed by interviews with weeping widows or stunned children about to be sent to an orphanage. Sometimes a reporter will chatter for a while about celebrity gossip, but then it's back to death and horror, with lots of pictures of crying relatives, or better yet, bloody victims in the hospital. Then the news will repeat the same story for days to come. Quite frankly, news coverage should show some discretion, and the media needs to be held accountable for this type of reporting. People who are suffering a crisis in their lives shouldn't have to flee from aggressive reporters and cameramen trying to create a sensational image. Of course, at the end of the day, it's our own fault. The news companies cater to the audience's tastes, and most audiences are fascinated by dreadful news. Still, the deliberate usage of sensational pictures to make money is a disgrace. If the news companies can't behave in an ethical way, then the government should ban such media coverage.
Vocabulary.
Anchorman. The TV anchorman introduced top news stories during the evening news. Slaughter. Thousands of chickens were slaughtered because they were infected by a disease. Widow. After the millionaire died, his widow controlled all his wealth. Stun. Amy was stunned to find out that Patrick had been fired. Orphanage. After their parents died, Sonny and Oliver were sent to live in an orphanage. Chatter. The sound of young people chattering and laughing filled the cafe. Celebrity.
Many celebrities were invited to come to the opening of the movie.
Coverage. The sex scandal received international media coverage. Accountable. The lawyers are trying to determine who should be held accountable for the loss of lives. Flee. When the girls started throwing water balloons, everyone around them fled. Sensational.
It was a sensational story, full of violence and suspense.
Cater.
This magazine caters to the tastes of college students.
Fascinate. Dirk was fascinated by computers and all their possibilities. Dreadful.
The company had made a dreadful mistake and had to pay for it.
Deliberate.
The report said the company made a deliberate decision to mislead the public.
Disgrace. The politician was caught receiving bribes, and he left office in disgrace. Ethical.
The lawyer said he didn't feel it was ethical to defend criminals.
Ban.
The government banned the use of the dangerous pesticide.